after the La Crosse Police Department requested Oktoberfest pay $18,000 to help cover parade costs, festival organizers threatened to cancel the opening day, Maple Leaf, and Torchlight parades. The police department pays more than $150,000 in overtime to work the entire Oktoberfest celebration. Now, the festival and police have reached an agreement, so all three parades will go on. Oktoberfest Executive Director Tina Severson says they've cut their budget.
Oktoberfest has reviewed the 2012 budget and chosen to cancel non-public events, decrease advertising and PR expenses, as well as decrease expenses specific to public events.
Severson would not elaborate on specific cuts. She says the festival will also rely on volunteers and paid security from the town of Campbell to work the parades. La Crosse Assistant Police Chief Rob Abraham says they'll have volunteers work lighter sections on the parade's routes.
We identify with all the groups intersections that are just easy intersections to pull a barricade out, stand there, and ensure that people don't drive around the barricade or move the barricade. You know, it can be as simple as that.
All the factors lowered the police department's bill to $10,000. A local credit union is picking up that tab. It will donate $15,000 for 3 years, but has insisted its name not be attached to the Oktoberfest parades. The city's Public Works Department will start charging cleanup fees for the parades next year. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.